Okay. This is Alien Theorist Theorizing.
Who's hosting this thing?
I don't know. Well, I'm Braden.
I don't need anything to support my claims. I'm pretty much the Donald Trump of fucking podcasting.
I'm Zell. So, okay, this is the guy. Officer Ron Pond.
I'm Andrew. Some motherfucker's still trying to ice skate uphill.
Dan.
It is fact. It did happen.
It's the conspiracy. I imagine they're holding you with Dan.
I'm Byron, and in a town called Humpty Doo.
Space news. Not much for space news today. Low chance of CMEs.
Auroras.
Unser Jack Unterweger?
Unser Jack Unterweger.
Jack Unser Unterweger.
Could you imagine that guy murdering you and he had that accent?
Oh, I'm terrified.
That'd make it way worse.
Stabbing you, screaming.
Show me the papers. Show me the papers.
You guys ever heard of Pink Sock? She prolapsed her butthole.
Yeah. Okay. You know?
So
one of these?
Yeah. Pink
the
Sock.
Sleeve came out.
Sleeve
right?
came out.
Yeah, the sleeve came out.
Oh, you know what? That looks like that dog in Thailand.
Yeah, I've seen dogs like that all the time.
There's this dog in Thailand.
It was pretty much dragging its ass.
Oh my God.
Everything you read about her?
Wait, do you think there's a drain in the bottom of that tub that would have a high pressure?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good idea.
Because if you got fucking sucked down and your fucking butt was right on that.
Case file 13. Those crazy Russians. Deja vu, anyone?
Sound like Dr. Zhivago or whatever his name is from The Simpsons.
Like they weren't fucking us going like, oh, fucking Dead Mountain, that sounds cool. You want to hike?
Yeah, see, I've never said that.
No.
Ever.
No.
Almas or El Nasty?
El Nasty?
El Nasty?
Oh, man, from now on.
I'm not joking. A piece of paper which scrawled on it.
Case file 15?
16.
16. I guess this one is, we should call it on making a case for flat Earth. Crop circles! Like, I don't want to just leap to aliens, but aliens.
It's fucking aliens, right?
Officer Ron Pond reported for duty. I almost don't believe this story anymore because I'm like, a Canadian story and the guy's fucking name is Ron Pond.
Any demons around? We are your vessels.
Ouija, 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 hear us now.
So the Anunnaki refers to a group of gods from ancient Sumeria, and their name is a derivative of the words Anu and Ki.
It's fucking crazy because no high-rise steel structure has ever completely, utterly failed from fire, ever.
Hello?
What the fuck?
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck just happened?
What just happened?
Where documentary evidence will be unlikely to exist. Oh my God! Because when do we become interested in aliens? And it's like, well, when does anyone become interested in aliens? That's a dumb question.
When you're born.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing 2017 edition!
Oh, shit.
We're firing off of all chains!
Keep
going. Oh, yeah!
fuck.
Oh, yeah! Case file 32! We're high-flying!
I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say.
I'm pretty drunk. What case file is it? Is it 32?
Yeah, it's 32. You got that right. We're back. It's 2017. We're back.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
Yeah.
Alien theorists theorizing.
So what you listen to is a clip of our kind of best of. I don't know. It put a smile on my face anyways.
Well, you know what? You try and take fucking 40 hours of audio and put it in 3.5 minutes. It's impossible.
So that is a Herculean task.
That was fucking great.
I got
so
one day I sat here in the studio. I got max level stoned and I sat here for about 4 hours trying to do that. And that's what came out.
Alien theorists theorizing.
Case file 32, alien species.
Alien races, alien species.
Alien species.
Species. Alien species. No one really gets that joke unless you heard our original podcast.
No one gets that joke.
But
the only person that might get that joke is Amanda Berg. That's it.
The Berg, yeah. Anyways.
The Berg.
As always, I'm Zell.
I'm Braden.
I'm Dan.
And we're back.
Woo! Woo, we're baby. We're back.
Oh,
long hiatus.
No, I fucked up. I forgot to turn my ringer off. Fucking tweeters.
It's good to be back. Like, people are messaging us, giving us shit. We told you we wouldn't be back till after the fucking holidays.
Yeah, we did give notice.
Hey, we said mid January.
We submitted the paperwork.
Yeah.
We said mid-January, and it's only January 6th we're recording this, so that's pretty good.
Oh, when do we get a podcast? When do we get a new AGT? All the time. Like, we told you guys. Why? I don't know what you expect. But I can give you some reassuring news. 2017 is looking up. We're going to record.
It's a big year.
If you can go by our pre-podcast conversation, there's going to be a lot more ATT this year.
You know what? Last year was a building year for us. Everyone was starting new jobs, building shit, starting new careers, trying to make money, trying to fuck with the system as best we could. We did it. Now we're here. Now we got time. We got more time now. So
we are established.
Yep. We do have time.
referring to a previous conversation, we are a legit radio show now, apparently.
This is true.
For some reason that came up, that's a complete fucking falsity, but that's okay. We'll call ourselves a real radio show.
Legit internet radio show. We are on the internet. We are technically a radio show.
Not too many radio shows do hear this. Whoop. Little beer opening there.
Oh, what are you drinking tonight?
Oh, tonight I am drinking Phillips Slipstream Ale. It's good. It's real good.
I'm drinking, this is actually very fitting to have, and I don't always drink this, but like, it's just been fitting. I'm drinking a Granville Island Lager this week.
I thought you were about to say Dos Equis I don't always drink beer, but.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's Dos Equis. No. Because I've been drinking, I feel like every time I've been really drunk on a podcast, I've been drinking winter ale.
The last few for sure.
I'm pretty drunk tonight, and I've been drinking a variety of beer. And it just so happens that when we started recording the podcast, I pulled a Granville Island Lager out of the fridge. Like,
it's fitting.
Yeah, it's very fitting. What should we? First off. Let's get a first podcast of the new year. Fuck Mr. Conspiracy. That guy, fucking dick.
He's the definition of a dud. That's what I gotta say.
Yeah, what a dick. We would have had a new power hour out for you guys last week.
He fucked us last week,
and he fucking dicked us.
You know what he told me?
What did he tell you?
I talked to him on like a Wednesday. I was like, okay, we're recording the Saturday night 8:30. Can you make it? Actually, no, it was a Sunday night because it was a holiday the Monday. He's like, yeah, no problem. Sunday night, I go to double check because I always have to. It was about 3:30. He's like, yeah, man, I can't make it. I got a family dinner. I was like, family dinner? You had 2 weeks of fucking holidays. How many family dinners can you have? You're going to have one on New Year's Day? It's podcast time. He's like, sorry, man, can't make it. Fuck him.
What a fucking dud.
Well, you know what? That's his part of the show now. Is just us making fun of him. He's not even part of the show.
Classic Mr. Conspiracy fucking us over.
You got a name like Mr. Conspiracy. You think you want to come every week, but nah, you can't do it.
Yeah, you're on a show like ATT Alien Theorizing, and you got the code name Mr. Conspiracy. You know, yeah, you show some pride in your work. That guy, he's one step below Mongoloid Gary.
Mongoloid Jerry.
Yeah, well, just in case there's a Jerry out there who's also a Mongoloid.
It's probably a couple.
But also Mongoloid Gary. Mr. Conspiracy is right below them. I'd rather have Mongoloid Gary on the show at this point than fucking Mr. Conspiracy.
Well, at least Mongoloid Gary shows up if we invited him.
Yeah, he does. He'd complain about it, but whatever.
Yeah, he'd give us a one-star review, but he'd show up.
So what should we do first? Should we do some Twitter reviews? Or, I mean, some fucking iTunes reviews, or should I go right into the UFO encyclopedia?
So I'll leave it up to you. We're freewheeling tonight. First episode of the year. Right. Yeah, we're drinking beers. We're having fun.
Yeah, let's do. I'm feeling like doing the fucking UFO encyclopedia.
Okay, well,
so all right, bring it.
This is the UFO case file of the week. Dan Ryan, you know the drill. Beep boop beep boop beep boop beep boop beep 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 beep.
Stop.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Like sound effects too, by the way.
So, I know. First off, I said I was gonna preview this. What sound effects? That's the kind of UFO wheel, that's the type of fucking high quality podcast. yeah, that we're gonna run in 2017. That's a database.
Right. Okay. Right. You got us. Okay. So let's hear your UFO case file of the week.
All right. So first off, I remember at the last case file, I read one that was pretty shitty, and I said I was gonna canvas this book and read a good one.
You fucked up.
Well, that didn't happen. So we're going right from the random database entry, and this is the one that I was stopped on. McMinnville, Oregon. On the 11th May, 1950, a UFO passed over Trent Farm near McMinnville in Oregon. Miss Trent was outside feeding rabbits, and she noticed a huge dish-shaped object flying towards her. She called her husband, who brought their camera, and the Trents were able to take two black and white photographs of the object as it passed silently across the sky. Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Even the condone committee was forced to list these photographs as the only ones they were unable to dismiss, and in their findings concluded that the photographs were consistent with the Trents' description of the UFO. The Condon report conclusion was, this is one of the few UFO reports in which all factors investigated, geometric, psychological, and physical, appear to be consistent with the assertion that an extraordinary flying object, silvery, metallic, dish-shaped, tens of meters in diameter, and evidently artificial, flew within sight of two witnesses. In more modern times, these photographs were subject to complex computer analysis, and those two confirm that the object appears to be large and distant. There is no evidence of there's no evidence of supporting wires or other clues that the object may have been faked, and therefore remains a most thought-provoking image. The photographs proved to be almost identical to a photograph taken by a pilot in Rouen, France, in the summer of 1954. Oh, that's, you know what? That was not a bad one, actually.
That was the first one you've said where at the end it doesn't say, and there's no evidence to back this claim. Yeah.
And this one was fake. They were crazy.
See, the trends were just the perfect responsible UFO, you know, sighting people. It's like she told the guy to go get the camera. He got the camera, came out, and took the pictures. It's like, it's not that hard.
No, I'm gonna tell you something. If I seen a UFO, you're getting HD quality. I'll tell you that right now.
Right?
I got a fucking iPhone 6. That shit's getting snapped.
I was like, as if you can take a picture of your meal, every single meal that you eat, now and post that shit on Instagram. It's like, why can't you just get pictures of UFOs?
I gotta say right now, I hate when people do that. I hardly ever check social media like that, like personally, only on Alien Theorists. But when I do and I see those fucking pictures of food, I'm like, what a waste of life. Come on. Who cares what you ate?
So I'm like, we don't want to see your food. We want to see UFOs. We want to see weird stuff, man.
Go outside. I can see food anywhere. Look at the sky. Take a picture. Who cares a fuck about your noodles? No one cares. Anyways, you know what? That was pretty good. That was the best UFO of the week.
That's the best one we've had out of that book so far.
That was I like started reading it. I was like, oh, this one's going to be done. And it was pretty good. So I haven't even looked up the Trent photographs, and I'm not going to tonight, but look up the Trent photographs. Let us know what they look like. I'm just reading out of this book. And for your information, I'm going to, if you're interested in this book, it's called The UFO Encyclopedia, the most comprehensive book on UFOlogy ever written, compiled and edited by John Spencer.
Oh boy, Johnny.
So, Johnny S. So good work.
He should have spent a little more time putting in the stories in there and make sure they had a little bit of evidence behind him at least.
That one was good.
So we'll keep doing it. You're like, oh, what are you, one for three now? Not bad.
One for three.
That's
so, not bad.
That's about the that's the percentage we go for in the show.
You know what? You know what time that is? You know what that brings us to?
What's that?
Huh? You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Time it is when I'm finished with UFO Encyclopedia. You know what I do normally after this? Space news.
Oh, space news.
So I got a little bit of space news for you guys. First off, Aurora Watch. This one's a little special because, as some of the Twitter followers may know, I recently bought a new kitty and I was looking for a new name. There was many names. Some people wanted me to name her Prolapser, Prolapse, Elisa Lamb, Aurora, lots of good names. I one of the final names I thought, Luna, someone said Luna, there's a whole bunch. I originally had picked Aurora, but it's kind of a hard name to say to a cat all the time, is what I found.
No, it's not hard. It's not a hard name to say to the cats. It's a hard hard word for you to say, period.
Yeah, so it's like, so I'd be like,
I think you get it right one out of three times.
Yeah, we've watched you fucking stumble over this word for like a year now, so it's probably a good thing you didn't do that.
We will be
getting brain diction lessons this year.
So I changed her name last minute, so whoever was curious, her final name is Luna because it's easier to say.
Luna, I like it.
She's great. She's the official cat of ATT. But back to space news. There is really high probabilities of auroras. Tonight, January 6th and January 7th. So if you're anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere and you got a really clear sky, take a peek. 60% chance and up. It's been a really slow year thus far. And so far, this is the best chance we've had. So even I've taken a peek, but I'm totally overcasted over. But if you get a chance to see auroras, again, snap pictures and send them to us. Like, there's nothing more that we want to see than your aurora photos. You know, we love that shit.
There has been people send them in. Like, there's been a few, but I keep missing them on Twitter. And by the time we get to record, that's gone off the Twitter feed, so I always forget. So if you're gonna send us pictures of anything, make sure you hashtag prolapsers.
Prolapsers.
Because that's the only way we keep track of it there. We can find it. So if you're going to do it, send it there.
Yeah, if you want to do anything that you want us to make sure we eventually see, at this point in time, you have to say hashtag prolapsers.
Yeah, it just gets lost in the feed. And I know I don't go back after a couple pages because I'm lazy. So you got to do it.
So you got a high chance for the next 2 days of seeing some pretty good auroras. We're fully inside a stream of solar winds. So keep your eyes to the skies for the next couple of days. It'll be a sight to see. All right, next up. So I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We talked about those radio. They detected radio signals.
Oh, the six new signals?
Galaxy.
Yeah, definitely.
So
they've pinpointed where these signals are coming from.
And where is it?
Oh,
yeah. They put it in the neighborhood. They found out where they're coming from, or at least the area.
The area. It's the galaxy. Yeah, because I mean, the host galaxy that they think, to their best estimate, can guess where these radio signals are coming from is FRB 121102. That's where these are coming from. So this is the first that they've actually, before they were just receiving them, they didn't have it pinpointed, and now they have it pinpointed to a distinct galaxy. But it's one of those things where it's like, even if we're getting them now and we wanted to send something back, because of time, chances are, even if we send something back, most whatever sent this original message is long gone.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. I mean, they say it's the only reported fast radio burst from a single source that they've ever encountered. So that's fucking pretty cool. Yeah. But
no, it's super fucking cool.
But yeah, if with our technology, like sending something back at like a straight line distance of time, it's impossible. Like, it's fuck, never get there. Or if it gets there, we'll never get anything back in our lifetime. Like, it'd take forever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And they didn't rule out. I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, it's a good thing for scientists, but they didn't rule out aliens right away because of the strange nature of the radio waves, is because they actually repeated. It wasn't just something that was just a burst. It was actually like a repeating, I don't want to say signal, but it was like a repeating, of itself. Broadcast. And they put out a couple theories about what it could have been, or what it could be. And there's a lot of cool things of like what they think it might be. They say it could be some sort of kind of neutron star with like a powerful magnetic field. And then as it spins, it produces these radio waves. Or it could be like another, like a neutron star, interacting with a black hole or something like that. And it's like, oh, that's fucking cool.
That's so fucked, man. It's so mind boggling for me. Shot a quick drink.
Yep. I gotcha.
It's so mind boggling to me that like, we're sitting here on fucking Earth recording a podcast. Time's going by. But meanwhile, somewhere else, there's fucking neutron stars reacting with black holes, sending radio waves. Like, I'm just like,
yeah, it's
just
nuts.
Fucking blows my mind.
It's fucking the vastness of the universe is just, it's insane. Like, the amount of stuff happening at one point all at the same time is infinite. And like, we can't even comprehend like pretty much any of it.
It's not even that we haven't seen all of it. Like, no. This stuff that they're theorizing, nobody's seen it. They're just theorizing like this could, like this might be it, but nobody's ever really seen it. But theoretically, this is what would happen. You know?
Yeah, they're just a couple of guys like us, just a little bit smarter.
Well, you know what? They're not smarter. They just went to school for a long time and paid a bunch of money to have a title behind their name. Really?
Yeah. So yeah. That's a very good point. So but we are.
They're probably pretty good at math too.
Well, we are just as good as them.
We are every bit as good as them for sure. Yeah. No, it's fucking crazy because you know these scientists they won't say they believe in aliens visiting Earth because there's no scientific proof. But what they will agree on is like every month more and more scientists are agreeing that because there's so many planets that the Kepler space telescope is finding. Like, it's just, it has to be. There's more life guaranteed 100%. Pretty much like everyone's on board. It's just a matter of time before we really get a distinct encounter with like the world or something, rather than just a few eyewitnesses. We're living in crazy times. Gotta say it.
Fuck, very crazy times.
Okay, I got some
space. Is that it for space news?
No, I got a little more space news. I'll go, and if you want to go again, then go again. But physicists have observed the light spectrum of antimatter for the first time. How crazy is this?
Yeah.
After two decades of trying, physicists at CERN have reported the first ever measurement of the light emitted of an antimatter atom, revealing that anti-hydrogen is the exact mirror image of regular hydrogen.
Oh, it's cool.
So this is from sciencealert.com. It's a big, long article. I'm not going to read it all, but if you go look it up because it's pretty crazy because the result pretty much is they've confirmed what has long been predicted by the laws of physics that opens up a new way of treating Einstein's special relativity. So they're saying this is like a changing point in physics.
Wow. So there is a mirror universe out there where Spock has a mustache and he's evil.
Very well could be.
100% there is.
But they're curious because like what we can observe is there's a lot more matter than antimatter in the universe, how we observe it right now. So it's just another clue into that kind of area. So it's pretty cool.
Speaking on the term of matter, I had a space matter news, and basically right now, what's her name? This Dutch physicist, Erik Verlinde, he's saying that dark matter doesn't exist. There's no such thing. And his theory against dark matter has passed the first test. So he's like on the verge of revolutionizing everything right now, and his theories that are not working against Einstein, they're working with Einstein's and all the other theories, just that gravity, the steep that gravity falls at a way faster rate than previously thought. And so it makes dark matter useless. And I guess his theory passed the first test. So,
okay, wait. So his theory passed the first test. What does that mean?
So basically what it means is a group of scientists across the fucking globe got together and they're like done all the mathematics. And so far, the first stage of this is all sounding pretty good. They've got many more tests to do. But basically, I'm fucking far too stupid and illiterate to really explain this to you. So if you're at all interested in this, look up Eric Verland and just type in a case against dark matter and read the articles. It's honestly very intriguing and it's very dumbed down that even I kind of understand it. So I'm sure all of our listeners will grasp it fully, but it's really interesting. And it's just cool because it could be, it's one of those ones to follow because it could be, who knows, maybe 25 years from now, Eric Verland's being taught in schools, right?
Right.
Who knows?
So it's just like, it's past like the first, it's like, it's in peer review and there's some of his peers are like on his side pretty much. They're kind of.
Yeah. Some of his peers are like, hey, this is like the math, like everything's working out.
It's
this
fucking
is all
mind boggling. That's what
yeah,
they're saying.
It's all coming up solid. Yeah, exactly. So, no, it's pretty interesting stuff.
Cool.
I have a bunch of other space news, but I feel like we've been going on for space news for a while.
Yeah, we're like it's the first episode of the year. We can do what we want, but let's save the space news for next one, and let's get started with some alien races.
Fuck alien races! Alien
species. What everybody came here for.
Alien species. So there's like how many alien species are allegedly visiting or have visited Earth?
So many.
So many. You heard it straight from Braden.
So many. So many.
So many fucking aliens.
So many races.
So how do you want to start? You want to give a race? You want to give a race that's supposedly visiting right now?
Oh yeah. Okay.
All right. You got
so, okay. Basically, what's gonna happen? Here's how we're gonna do this. Dan and Ryan have a legit list of like legit alien races that I've heard of, but I also have a list of some fucking batshit crazy alien races that I'm gonna read from. So We'll kind of like rotate between like the ones we've all heard of. And then these fucking batshit crazy ones.
Okay. Give us the batshit crazy. Let's hear it.
Okay. So I'm going to randomize. Like, this list is fucking huge. So I'm just going to scroll. I'm scrolling up and down. I'm wiggling around. And I'm going to stop on the dolls.
The dolls.
D-A-L-S. No, D-A-L-S.
Okay.
Now, mind you, like, other ones I'm going to read to you guys have bigger descriptions, but this one's pretty short in description. So I'm going to read it and we'll kind of discuss it a little bit. The dolls, I haven't got three words in and it's already funny.
You can't even speak.
All right. The dolls are a handsome Nordic looking race. So they're the Nords from Skyrim basically.
Right.
Much like the Northern European Caucasians. They are able to breathe our atmosphere without special equipment. It must be understood, however, that many, if not most, of the extraterrestrials do not have the Adam Cadmon style of physical bodies that we have. It's important that this not scare us. That's it. The fuck does that mean?
That's the description. Oh, my God.
What is that's the description? What is the Adam Cadmon style of physical bodies that we have?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why is it important not to scare us? Oh, that's fucking...
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's a weird one.
So is there any evidence behind those aliens coming to Earth, or that's just a...
Well, I guess if you've ever seen a good-looking Nordic person... they could potentially be a doll.
So I'm kind of Nordic. I have Swedish ancestry. I got blonde hair, blue eyes. Am I a doll?
Might be a doll. You may be park doll.
Do you have those Adam Cadman style kinlets?
Yeah, do you have the Adam Cadman style of physical bodies?
This is really bringing a lot of light to my life here. Like, I realize who I am now.
You've just changed Zell's life.
Yeah.
For the better or for the worse?
Zell, I just want to let you know, it's important that you not scare us.
I take pride in not scaring people, so you guys are safe.
All right, perfect. No, that one's that was just a randomized quote. I was like, I'm just gonna read the first ones I read, and that one was fuck that. That one sucked. Okay, who's next? Who's up?
Dan, fucking take her away. What do you got?
Okay. One of the most popular tropes, or like the stereotypical visitors of our planet, or usually you could probably say, are the Greys. Now, there are a couple theories about where the Greys come from. Description wise, they're the tiny little bodies, the big heads, large, glassy or wet looking black eyes. Pretty much when you talk about aliens or you talk about the abduction cases, this is probably the most popular type of extraterrestrial description that you get for most abductee cases, yeah, and things like
all
that.
All the pictures you see are of Greys, like the fucking big head, the black eyes. Like, most of this, they're stereotypically like the pop culture alien is the Greys.
Yeah.
Now, there are two theories that have the most traction with the Greys, and as in terms of origins. And the first one is that they are from a system called a binary star system called Zeta Reticuli, which sits about 35 light years.
Wait, hold on. Is that by 82 Eridani?
What?
Eridani?
Or is that by? Is that between 82 Eridani and Alpha? Like Musano?
Yeah, you must,
I think it
you
is.
You must be pretty close there. Yeah, you must be pretty close.
I think it is.
It
I think
sounds
it's
like
right
an Italian restaurant.
those are actually the two stars in between those. I had that looked up. I had that joke ready to go.
Yeah, that one locked in. Some people say they came from there, but conflicting theorists have also said that if on further inspection of that binary star system, they said it's not old enough to support the kind of life that would, or support the kind of life structure that these Greys, if they are the beings, you know, organisms capable of intergalactic travel.
But to me, that's such an ignorant thought. How do we know how old it is?
Well, they kind of say from the frequency, or from like the spectrum of the stars that they've inspected. The stars are mostly, they're younger than ours by like, they're younger than our star by like 2 billion years or something.
That's if all our math is right.
Right. So, you know, that thing. So that's one of the theories that gained traction after somebody, one of the, like an Air Force whistleblower came forth talking about referring to the gray aliens as Zeta Reticulans, and that we've been in contact with them, and we've actually and there's a report, which we might talk about on a later show, that Air Force officials were actually sent to their planet in the Zeta Reticuli star system. It was kind of like an exchange program or something like that. But the second theory about grays is that they're either time travelers, that they come from the future, and that they are actually in need of genetic material, that they've come here. And that's why you get so many abduction cases of people being taken aboard and experimented on, and types of genetic or reproductive experiments are carried out on them.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that before about the Greys, is that the theory goes that they can't really reproduce on their own anymore, so they have to take other beings and kind of fuse their DNA, say, with ours to create some type of hybrid race to continue
on. Yeah, I have a note here that they're impregnating human females on a massive scale and later extracting the fetuses. Most of their biological materials comes from cattle mutilation. However, it is a known fact that at times they have done human mutilations. These materials have found These materials have been found on the crashed UFO crafts. But,
yeah, fuck.
I like some of that. Because, you know, you hear about the cow mutilations and you hear about the abductions and stuff. And so that could make sense to me. They're like, they're using our females, like stealing the eggs and then pregnant. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, okay, I can get on board with that.
Yeah, like, I can get on board with that too. But why the cow mutilations? I don't get on. I don't know, like, why. What does that have to do with anything?
Why not?
I've just always wondered, like, why mutilate cows? Like, what's that getting these fucking super advanced alien beings?
Let me tell you something. Have you ever just spent a Sunday afternoon mutilating a cow?
No.
Are you talking about going to a steakhouse?
Well, let me tell you something. You're missing out. So everyone out there, you know, your next Sunday, you just find a cow. Just go ahead. Just, you know, give us
bring along a cooler with a couple beers in it. You know,
yeah, just start
mutilating away.
Do the old Sunday mutilate. Like, there's nothing better.
You heard it straight from Braden. He does not speak for the rest of the alien theorists, but yes, that's fine. Okay, so you got the short grays. I'm going to go ahead and say you got the tall grays. Another group of extraterrestrial beings. And supposedly they are between 6 and 8 feet, maybe even 9 feet tall. And they are some type of overseers of the short grays. Maybe short grays are some type of their genetic puppets. But I guess these tall grays are pretty much the same. They're in the same categories as short grays, but they're the overseers of, I guess, the diplomatic missions to Earth. We've talked about it before as, like, humans, some of our governments have pacts with aliens to exchange technology for them being able to abduct citizens. And I guess, supposedly, these tall grays are that race. They are the diplomatic side of it, of the short grays. And the short grays are just, like, the peons, if you will, who go do all the dirty work. But the short gray or the tall grays, I guess, are supposed to be from the same from the Orion constellation, close to the star Betelgeuse. Maybe they say maybe either orbiting that star or within somewhere close to that star. They say constellation Orion. That's a big constellation, man. There's a lot of stars in there, so fuck, who knows? But yeah, it was. That's all I could find. Like with the grays, they got the short grays. You got the tall grays. They seemed pretty much to be the same type of species, but the tall grays being the ones who kind of call the shots. As far as I can tell. Any thoughts?
Right. Well, it's hard to say because it's like Andrew's pretty short. Like fucking our buddy Ahab Medlab, he's pretty short. You know what I mean? Like so but we're the same species.
He's short, but he's only like 5 inches shorter. He's not that short.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? Like if you're like a tall short gray, what's the difference between the tall short gray and a short like tall gray? Like I wonder if that's just a very human thing that we're just labeled. We're just like, yeah, there's tall ones, there's short ones. Tall ones are in charge because they're tall.
You're saying the short grays could be like 3 to 4 feet, but really the whole gray species is actually 3 to 9 feet.
Yeah, I bet there's some grays out there be like, motherfucker, I'm fucking 3'6". I'm the smartest being in the universe. And these motherfuckers think I'm the grunt.
So are we being a little prejudiced to the grays? Is that what you're saying?
I think we're being a little prejudiced to the grays.
No, they could have some sort of caste system. Like, I want to hail back if anybody out there remembers Invader Zim, like one of the greatest TV shows ever, where the two tallest of that race were the ones in charge just because they were tall. Referred to as the tallest.
The tallest.
Well,
yeah, there you go.
In that case, maybe it's one of those things where it's like we think they'd be way more civilized, but really they're just like, in some instances, they're very primitive. They're like, nah, you're not tall enough to lead. I can see how.
Or they just put tall people in charge, even though they're completely inept and incapable of leading. They just put them in there just because they're tall.
Yeah. it would explain some of the stories you hear of the poking and prodding.
Or they're probably the ones that were responsible for the cattle mutilation when they came down to this planet. They're like, let's see, the short grays report that the two dominant species on here are these cows. They seem to be referred to as cows, and another species that walks on two legs. Which one should we abduct first? Your tallest?
Yeah.
Yes, and he just says yes.
Yes.
And like, okay, so we'll do both.
Fucking Grace. But they're definitely the most popular alien report is the Grays, 100%.
Yeah, especially with abductions right. and stuff, definitely. But yeah, yeah. give us.
Let's hear some less popular ones, some more.
All right, batshit crazy one.
Accessing database.
Lyran, Lyran. The Lyrans were the original ancestors of our galactic family. Many thousands of years ago, their civilization reached a very high technological level. However, fell into disagreement and factions within their culture. These factions went to war and destroyed much of their society. Many of these beings from Lyra left in their starships to colonize the Pleiades, the Hades, and the Vega system. Some of these Pleiadians of Lyran's ancestry also came to Earth during the Lumerians and the Atlanteans period. The Lyrans now have long evolved past the conflict or warlike stage of evolution. These other civilizations could be looked at as our galactic cousins. As the original human inhabitants of Lyra, who have a common origin in the Terran humanoids, were driven out of that system. What the fuck am I reading?
I don't know. What the fuck?
I haven't understood a word of this one. Okay, I'll just finish it for the fuck of heaven's sake. Who have common origin in the Terran humanoids were driven out of that system many thousands of years ago. Some of the present day inhabitants of Lyra, of the Lyra constellation, are be of reptoid descent. Fuck okay. the spelling of this.
Whatever that terrible. Means.
During the Lyran Wars, which are mentioned in several contactee accounts, a mass exodus of humans reportedly left the system and escaped the Palladians. The Hades, which are 130 light years from Earth in the Taurus constellation, and to the Vega, which is also in Lyra. This region, like our own system, is still a battleground between Saurian Greys and humans. Wow, I don't know what the fuck that means.
So sounds basically, like freaking Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. So basically, what this is saying is that there's like humanoids like us that originated from Earth that have left Earth. You know what? I can get on board with that. Like, we were here. We built the pyramids. We had this technology that we don't fucking understand now. Humans from that time left. Now they're fighting these wars against these aliens in other galaxies. Well, you know, sure. Why not? Why not, eh?
Could work.
Why not? Who's to say? Who's to say?
But honestly, like, this is almost as bad as the fucking UFO encyclopedia. Because I didn't understand. I was like, I read that, and as I was reading it, I was like, I don't understand these big words all put together, and they're not making any sense.
I zoned out for about 3 minutes there. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you said.
It took me about 10 minutes to read because it's so fucking hard to read.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of alien races, and that's just one of them. So, well, let's move on.
Well, yeah. Basically, that one's saying is Lyrans are basically us. They're just older us. So it's like it's
they're not us from the Lyra system, basically. It's like Battlestar Galactica. Spoiler alert. Humans were running from robots, and they colonized Earth thousands of years ago. So, it sounds like.
You know what? All these alien races, if you go with the science way, everyone says that if there was a different race to evolve in a different system, they would not be like us. But all these alien races you'd hear about are all like bipedal. They all have two arms, two legs. They got two eyes, and they look like they're humanoid.
Yeah, they're like anthropomorphic. They're most of them are of, you know, they got the two legs, two arms, two eyes kind of form.
Yeah, so like the theory kind of goes this way, is that most of these aliens, at least the ones that we're talking about, they're either, because we talk about interdimensional beings, so maybe these are just humans from a different timeline, more advanced, traveling back in time, because in order to be like
antimatter humans.
Ooh. Maybe. But it just seems like weird that all these alien races that they talk about, they look like humans. So either the Anunnaki were human-like and they created humans in their image, blah, blah, blah. Like that's all how God and all the stuff came into beings. Or just life in general in the universe has one way to evolve, and that's like us, just in like slightly different forms.
Like maybe.
I mean, there are other, I know I've heard of other alien races being mentioned that are not exactly like us, that either they're energy-based beings or they're something like that. But those are usually secondhand accounts, like people get from either abduction experiences, like they have some other, like there's some sort of galactic covenant of aliens. Like they're just like, they all come together and they work together. And like the one that's at the head of it is the type of like hyper-evolved, hyper-evolved species, which is they're beyond like physical form.
Right. So they're now just like a vibrating energy frequency that's like,
right.
Like omnipotent. It's like there's fucking everywhere kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I don't know. It's just, I've been kind of thinking of it lately as if you look at all planets form relatively the same. They kind of form spherical with like a center mass and whatever's around it, different planets vary. But in every sense of the word, everything kind of forms the same way, like suns form the same way. So maybe life all around the galaxy or the universe ends up forming the same way as us. Why does it have to form in a different way? Because I know scientists, they always say like, oh, if it was in a different galaxy, it would be a silicon-based life form and it would form different. But maybe not. Maybe nature has this a one distinct formula, just like they do for creating planets and stars, whereas intelligent life forms just like us, just slightly different depending where you're from. Who knows?
That's a fucking really good theory, actually. I never thought of it like that. Why does shit have to evolve so differently?
Like maybe energy itself just has like a natural mathematic formula where we just form how we are. Because if you break down like humans, like your human joints and stuff, it all kind of fits with like the mathematical formula of the Fibonacci sequence. Like your joints, like the distance from your first joint to your second joint to your third is like the 1 1 3, the 1 1 2 3 5 or whatever it is, like the Fibonacci sequence. So yeah. Maybe that just works for races of all systems. However they evolve, all evolve similar.
Like, and it's like, to be honest, like I can't see humans evolving any further than we are at.
Well, like I could see humans evolving further as in further, like the, let's say the tall grays where they are human like, but now they're so advanced. They don't have maybe their heads are too big. They can't actually give birth. They can't give natural birth to like their offspring anymore. So they have to genetically either clone themselves or hybridize themselves with a different species. Like,
yeah. I think we kind of use the word like humans evolving. And the fact is like evolution is like it's the physical and geological response to like outside stimuli, where humans, like we don't really respond to outside stimuli. Like we don't adapt to our surroundings. Now we have the abilities to make our surroundings adapt to us.
Right.
Like that's what we do. You know, so it's like, yeah, if we were to evolve any further, like, if anybody's watched The Expanse or read the some of the books in that universe, it's like the only way that we evolve is like if you put people out in space for long enough, like, you know, if you were born in space in a low gravity environment, your joints would change, like the way your body forms, like some people say your bones would get longer, like your head would become larger, things like that. So, I mean, if it were one of those things where humans, like maybe we are like the base, like we are evolved for this. We're a template. Like there's a template. And it's
we're
like
the base model.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like for this planet, our form is, you know, perfect. Maybe not perfect, but it's like the best form for this type of environment, this Earth. And then there's a form of us, but they're different for like low gravity. But, you know, they might almost be a different species, but they're still the template's the same. I think I would go along with
that. I like that. So, like, there could be one form of evolution or one form of intelligent life, but depending on where you, like, evolve at or where you come into being at, like, we're on Earth, so we evolve like this. But if there's a species that evolves on a low-gravity planet, they still have two arms, two eyes, two legs, but they just evolve, like, super skinny, very long and tall for like low gravity.
We could have all been part of one race, and it's like, you know, you put us on like another planet where there's like a low atmosphere, high radiation from a star or something like that, and you know, our skin evolves to something like a reptilian, and it's like it's tougher and it repels more radiation, things like that. You could just be like that, something like that.
Fuck, who's to say?
That's a pretty good one.
I like those theories, though. I like that theory a lot.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a Twitter question break.
Ooh. Okay, let's do it.
All right, so we got... Hold on, let me count. One, two...
Got a couple?
We got four questions that I want to answer right now. So the first question is from... Our old buddies at the Something Something cast. They ask us, what are your thoughts on the recently declassified Chilean UFO footage?
I watched it. It's cool. You guys seen it?
Well, no, I haven't seen it yet. What is it? Describe it, man.
Okay, well,
what are your thoughts on it, Ryan?
Okay, well, I would just watch it briefly before we started recording this. And I guess like a year ago, the Chilean military had a helicopter, and they seen a UFO, and they switched infrared spectrum, and they're watching this UFO, and I guess this UFO, like, it doesn't look like any, like, it's a UFO, it doesn't look like any human craft that we've seen, and every once in a while, it's like a couple minute video, and then it starts ejecting like these plumes of clouds behind it as it's flying, but you can't see it with the normal like visibility spectrum. You have to switch to infrared.
Yeah,
and it just starts shooting out these like fucking weird like black clouds behind it. Well, they're not black, but it's because it's a black and white picture. So whatever color they are, who knows? It's invisible to the naked eye. But it was actually 2 years. It's been 2 years. They've taped this, and they've been investigating it for 2 years, and they finally declassified to the public because they don't know what the fuck it is. It's a completely complete UFO sighting. They don't know what it is. It was infrared only. Super, super weird. Like, fuck, I don't know. Like, I just watched it briefly. It just came out. I think it actually just came out this morning, maybe last night, but it's a really, really weird UFO. It's fucking... I actually put it on Twitter as aliens? So...
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, I'll definitely have to fucking look that up then now.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen it, search Chilean Navy Declassified UFO and boom, it's going to pop right up. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and they're following it on the IR camera. This is what?
Yeah, it's a weird, fucking weird footage.
Yeah.
Okay, so question number two on our Ask Me Anything. Zeki or Zeki, Sage of Stone at Zektown. Thoughts on John Titor or Tidor?
John Titor or Tidor? I think it's Titor. I've read about this guy before. He's the time traveler. Supposedly.
Is he a time traveler?
Supposedly, John Titor came back and he was on like a Reddit thread and he was like saying all this weird shit about this like old computer that he had to come back in time to get. I haven't looked much into it. It would make probably a cool case file on time travel. But
well, we have said we're going to do one on time travel, so maybe we should touch on Mr. Titor then.
Yeah, we'll leave it for that because it's some weird stuff. He says some like weird stuff that, like, unless you really researched what you wanted to say as a hoax, like it's pretty cool. Something about like an old IBM computer they needed. He's like comes back from the year 2037, and he comes back to 99, then 2001, then 2006, and blah blah blah. But I guess like he had a Reddit page and people could ask him live questions and he would instantly give the answers for a while. And then he just disappeared. Like he just was gone. So it's a pretty fucking cool, case. And we'll probably touch on that sometime. Dan, you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard about that. That sounds pretty cool. That sounds interesting though.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll leave it for now because he has John Titor or John Titor, whatever his name would have been or might've been or is been or we'll leave it for a time travel.
I'm making a note right now.
Yeah.
Aruku Saki. Well, that's our old buddy Cobra La.
Cobra La, original prolapse.
That's the name of the shredder. a Rukusaki.
Yeah, it is a Rukusaki. That's right. It is original Shredder. That's so fucking funny.
You guys ever hear of HARP? Some pretty weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The weather control.
We've heard of HARP. Yeah. We have heard of HARP.
Government weather control.
Yeah, we're eventually going to do a case file on HARP.
Like, I don't know if it'll be just on HARP, but it'll be geoengineering in some form.
Yeah, it'll be all of that.
I will say right now that it is mentioned as a government project to control the weather. Whether it's for military purposes or stuff like that, it would have to be a secret project because there was a treaty signed in the 1970s by multiple countries, including the U.S., that said they would not use weather control technology for military purposes.
How fucking crazy is that? That they actually had If they had to make a treaty they had some type of technology that they could do it with.
Well,
like,
it was directly a result as research was starting to go into cloud seeding technology, like producing rain by cloud seeding by injecting chemicals into clouds to produce rain and low moisture low rainfall areas. So they had to sign an actual treaty in the 1970s. I can't remember the exact name of it, but I looked into it before, and it was like there was a treaty signed by multiple countries, including the U.S., where they would not use this technology or any other type of like weather manipulation technology for military purposes.
That's so insane that that exists.
That's crazy because that means that it exists. Like,
it does. There's
countries out there that can manipulate weather.
That's so fucking crazy. But it makes sense. Like, if you have enough energy and you can throw all the energy into the ionosphere in a certain direction, and then the weather will kind of follow the heating and cooling of the atmosphere. So if you can like heat the atmosphere in a certain way and push weather in a certain direction, you could technically divert hurricanes and shit like that. So,
I mean, we could definitely we could make a show out of like weather manipulation. Like you said.
That's definitely on the list.
That would be fun.
For geoengineering, definitely. Like, I know people talk about chemtrails and shit. I know, like, chemtrails, me personally, when people say, like, oh, a plane goes by and there's some fucking streaks in the sky, that's a chemtrail. That's bullshit. But there is some weird stuff about some of those streaks that very well could be some type of geoengineering thing. So we'll get into that sometime in the near future.
Oroku Saki asked us a couple questions, but I'm going to do one more of his, and then this is the last one. Do you think the world will ever really be like Terminator? I mean, with self-aware drones that hate us. Not in our lifetime. I don't think we'll see AI that is fighting us in our lifetime.
I will say, I hope not. In our lifetime. Yeah. I hope not.
No.
But this is... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, we've kind of touched on this AI, like the problem with AI before. And I think if you really, you almost have to like put an inherent genetic code into AI saying that like you serve humans. And if you really put that into AI before they're actually developed, I don't see them in our lifetime or in the near future really turning rogue and fucking wiping us all out. But maybe in a couple hundred years or when the AI gets really advanced, hey, who knows? But right now, I agree. Like, probably not.
This is a perfect segue into my next batshit crazy alien race. Synthetics. Of several different types and varieties, although reptilians and humans apparently utilize artificial intelligent devices or organisms, technology itself being immoral, neither good nor evil, the draconians, as well as some controlled humans, have apparently developed biosynthetic or mechanical entities as extensions of their activities. This is especially true with the biosynthetic cybernetic creatures, which the reptilians have allegedly created using cybernetics and biological organs stolen from animal and human mutilation victims.
What?
Buddy, this is Fallout 4.
No kidding.
The synthetics
it would make sense. The stealing stuff from humans and cattle, I don't know why you would do that. If you have the ability to produce like a synthetic life form, Like, why would you need to steal parts? Like, I would assume you'd be able to generate, body parts.
let me finish this. The synthetics are many types, some of which are very human-like and which may be used as infiltrators. Others apparently look more like gray entities created after their own image, yet are not reptilian, yet instead a type of molded entity from containing a sponge-like substance. What the fuck? This is
that's cool. Crazy. Well, then that works into the theory that the tiny grays are, you know, they're molded after the tall grays, but does, they're just artificial. You know, they're artificial, and they just create them just to work around and do the dirty work.
Here's why I like the idea of synthetics. Our fucking organic bodies they're not time tested. Like, we don't last the test of time. Like, we don't.
No, we die relatively quickly. Yeah.
So, well, I'm saying that
they would need the synthetics to be, as infiltrators, because probably if their planet is drastically different than ours, like our atmosphere makeup and things like that, they would need some sort of, you know, they can't. If they cannot shapeshift or they can't change their bodies in some way, it'd be easier just to create, like, if they have the level of artificial intelligence to create, like, a self-sufficient kind of robot, synthetic, that would just, it'd be easier, I guess, logistically, than having to create some sort of suit or something like that.
Well, I've always thought that, like, my personal theory is, like, I don't know if I believe in the grays and the reptilians and stuff, but, like, I definitely think if there is an alien race, the alien race has sent its collective intelligence in an AI, like an untethered AI, and the AI's only job is to expand and just catalog and just continue to travel the galaxy, traverse the galaxy. So it comes, it takes genetic material, collects, it leaves.
So it's Brainiac from Superman?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, why not?
Well, I almost think the if it was something like that, I almost think more in like longs of the Black Knight satellite, where you send some type of AI to a planet to constantly observe what's going on. So say you're a super advanced alien race and you can make these fucking Black Knight satellites that transmit, let's say, through hyperspace, like not just through like light speed, you can fucking like send a message 10 light years in fucking 5 minutes or something, let's say. So if, say, one of these alien races, you send one of these fucking satellites, so all these planets you think may have life, I could see that. If you're that advanced and you could, like, throw one of these fucking satellites at Earth, and you can throw one of these satellites on Mars, you can throw one of these satellites in different fucking solar systems.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that jives with the theory that, like, if there's some sort of life form out there, they're the same, but they might have developed under the same circumstances that we did. Like, they developed within that what the scientists describe as the Goldilocks zone,
right?
And planets. There's a certain area, distance from a star, certain gravity conditions where a planet, Earth-like planet, would develop. So maybe they just sent out these Black Knight satellites to just these star systems that they identified that had those Goldilocks zones, and they just send them out there looking for life that, you know, might be like them, or they figure would look like them.
That's so cool, man. Because
that's a great fucking theory.
I'm gonna take that theory. Say right now, because we have like this Kepler telescope, and we can identify all these planets that are similar to Earth. We don't really know if they are, but we can tell that they're far enough from the sun that they're probably in that zone. You send a Black Knight out there. You send out fucking 1,000 of these things, and they say they take fucking 100 years to get there. If you're that advanced, say you live for 500 years, within 500 years, you know, like, fucking hundreds of planets that are habitable to your evolution, to your your body chemistry, right? Like, we're carbon based, so if you're carbon based and you find planets that are similar to ours, chances of there being life there, if the laws of physics are universal throughout the galaxy, who's to say if there's like a planet if there's a sun a certain size and the same ratio to that sun to this planet is the same as Earth to our sun, who's to say that life wouldn't form there until you actually send out a satellite and kind of take a bunch of fucking measurements and pictures and whatever else? Fucking pretty cool.
No, I really like that theory, because that's like the shape. like, if you think about it, we're at the beginning stages of doing that because we're sending shit to Saturn and Ceres and like all this shit, and we're just crashing them, taking pictures, sending probes. But we're doing that. So eventually we have these good satellites that we've just like, oh, they're just going to orbit the planet forever and send us information. Boom. Done.
Yeah. And if you are like that advanced where you could like send a satellite where it would never fall, like never become like trapped in the gravity, it would always stay in the exact same rotation of a planet. You have like constant communication, unless like the one in a million where some type of space debris actually hits your satellite, like maybe that happens. But for the most part, I think if you fucking lock a fucking satellite in gravitational pull of a planet, it's there for the long haul. Pretty
fun. That's a really cool theory.
Okay, you want to go on a couple more alien races here? Dan, what do you got?
Yeah.
As you know, when I was doing the research on different alien species, like most of the ones I know there's the couple of YouTube videos and various documents out there that report that there are more than 80 races of extraterrestrials out there, and they identify and they give descriptions. I kind of think it boils down to basically the big three, which are like the Greys, the Nordics, and the reptilians. And then I can talk about the Nordics a little bit. A lot of those are mentioned or just different variations on the Nordic looking aliens. These aliens that look very much extraterrestrials, that look very much like us, you know, just the, you know, the blonde hair, blue eyes, light skin, technologically advanced, and they've been around on Earth for thousands of years, if you want to believe that. And they've been in contact with us as recently as, you know, you had the theories that the Nazis were working with some sort of Nordic race. It could have either been the whole race, or I would tend to believe maybe it was perhaps like a faction of the Nordic aliens. I can't see why they would kind of back that stuff, but it, you know, they're saying that Nazis had all kinds of technology which they had either been given by the Nordics or reverse engineered from the Nordic aliens, and that's where they got the idea for their Aryan race, their pure blonde hair, blue eyes. That was their
I could definitely get on board with that, because yeah, they call, well, like the theory goes that the Nazis called them the alien being or the Aryan beings from the Hollow Earth that they made contact with. Where that theory comes from, who really knows? But the same thing, like Aryan aliens, blonde hair, blue eyes, the Nordics, blonde hair, blue eyes. And then because the Austrians and the Germans claimed that most of their people were blonde hair, blue eyes, that they thought that they were the master race and they should have fucking continued on through the world enslaving and killing a bunch of millions of people. But it's, yeah, like that, like it keeps coming up. Like, I get you, like the Nordics, blonde hair, blue eyes, human-like. It kind of fits with the rest of the theories, like definitely with the Nazi theory too, for sure.
Let's be honest here, though. Of all species on Earth, if you had to pick one that doesn't fit, I would say 100% humans. Like, we don't fit. Like, we're so vastly different. Like, we're like, you can make the stretch to primates, but still, we're so vastly different from any other species on this planet.
Yeah. We definitely are. Yeah.
Well, because pretty much because we murdered everything else.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but
I mean, there's a lot of evidence coming out now that there were like Homo sapien, our species, were not the only ones. I mean, you had Cro-Magnon, you had Neanderthals, you had the Denisovans now, which are another completely they've been identified as a completely different species, but they were hominids. They were, you know, they're tool building, you know, fire wielding humanoids, and we killed them. Or you know, push them into extinction. Homo floresiensis, the tiny little hobbit people. You know, it's our family tree is you know, is more complicated than we believe it to be. And most of these places that the evidence that we're finding now is that, you know, we pretty much murdered everything else that was that was even close to us.
Yeah, like, well, you say murdered, but like we don't really know if we murdered them. But there was some type of fucking something happened where, for some reason, Homo sapiens are the only humanoid being on this planet to really thrive through the ages, whatever that was.
Well, I mean, I know they've said, I say murder, but I probably extrapolate that from the evidence that they've had, like people Well, either we interbred with Neanderthals. There is evidence of Neanderthal DNA in ours. Some of the chromosomes that we have are identified are common with Neanderthal DNA that they've extracted from bones and fossil evidence of other hominids. And but a lot of it is like they have, you know, evidence of Homo sapiens sapiens tools and injuries caused by weapons that they would have, primitive weapons they would have used at the time on Neanderthals.
Right.
So, I mean, I'd say that we naturally would come in conflict. I mean, just look at the way that humans are by themselves. Like when you're fighting over tiny little pieces of land or, you know, ideas and religion, and then you have a completely different species. Like, I would think that we would just be like, nope. Like they would just go in there and run them out, or at least push them off, you know, into extinction, basically. I mean, the Denisovans right now, they find them in places like Siberia, which is like almost uninhabitable as far as anything, the cold and things like that. And maybe we push them there. Like, you
know, right.
That's what I think.
Yeah, like, I know. Like, I'm totally on board with like the ancient culture of humans is not exactly what they tell us. Like, there's more to just like, Homo sapiens, we just evolved and we're the best and that was it. I think there's something more there. But let's keep going with a couple of alien races here before we fucking close her down. So
what do you got next, though? What do you got?
I got one. You ever heard of the Syrian hybrids?
Who?
They, I guess, are a hyper sapien, are highly evolved, and according to the records, have a lot of contact with us humans since the beginning of our time. They're said to be the father race of humans. And they came together to help create humans genetically. So I guess maybe like kind of like the Anunnaki kind of people. Many ancient prophecies and spiritual texts say extraterrestrials were involved in the creation of human beings. We've talked about that before with the Anunnaki. And I guess the Syrians, they kind of look like, I guess, if you've seen Avatar, like the blue kind of figure. The Syrians kind of look like that. They're kind of like blue, pale skin with bald, like no hair. They're a bit taller than humans. Defined muscles, and they have a warm bluish tone on their skin. And I guess
when you say Syrians, like I'm assuming that they're from the Sirius star system, or at least that's what they're implying.
Yep. That's what they're implying. Yeah,
and that a lot of ancient cultures, like they mark the Sirius star system, like the Dogon tribes from I think northern Africa is one of the popular ones. Their culture goes back thousands and thousands of years, where they identify the Sirius star system as like the origin of human life, that they were makers, or there were beings that came from the Sirius star system to begin life on Earth. So I mean, it kind of jives with that.
Yeah, no, fuck yeah, I can definitely get on board with that, because you read a lot of that, like ancient cultures always talking about the star system, Sirius, and also like Orion too. So man, there's like, it's weird. It's just super weird that they would, like, these people from thousands of years ago would, in their astronomical charts, would put these type of star systems as, like, the start of intelligent life on Earth. It's fucking pretty weird. Mind-boggling. Yeah. I'm going to have a quick drink here.
Yeah, mind-boggling. Woo!
Yeah, so we got the Syrians. Who else we got?
It's another one from Braden.
What do you got?
Okay, hold on. Oh, hold on. I fucking destroyed the page. There we go. Okay. The Rans, RA-ANS. They landed on Earth approximately 110,000 years ago in an extraterrestrial mission to help Earthlings with their mental and spiritual evolution. Oh, God. I know this one's going downhill right from here. Their main focus geographically was in Egypt and the Mayan civilization. The Ra refer to themselves as the sixth density social memory complex. They no longer have physical bodies. They are light beings. However, they are able to materialize bodies as they need. They came to Egypt in bell-shaped UFO aircraft. But why? Like, why would you need an aircraft if you're light beings? Anyways, sorry. I don't know why I question this. They refer to themselves as humble messengers of the law of one. I don't know what the law of one is. That's interesting. They no longer operate in linear time as we do on Earth. They refer to themselves as a social memory complex, although still do have individual identities within this understanding. They attempt to help in technical ways in terms of healing of mind, body, and spirit through the use of crystals. Ugh. They were also involved in the building of the Great Pyramids of Giza. They made some contact in the Holy Land also. The pharaoh they contacted was Akhenaten in the 18th dynasty.
He's the alien king.
Yep.
The pharaoh accepted the teachings of the Law of One. However, his priests only gave this teaching lip service. The pyramids they helped create were used for spiritual initiation. And in this current day and age, they refer to the Great Pyramid as a piano out of tune. They apparently originally had some connection with the planet Venus, however, no longer do now. In their physical manifestation of Earth, the physical bodies have a golden luster because of their high vibration. They did not apparently stay too long in Egypt once they realized that what they taught was being distorted. They stayed a little bit longer in South America where they had a little more success. You know, that's kind of cool with like the piano to tune thing. Like the pyramids were like something that connected us with Venus. And now it's like out of tune. Like that's kind of cool to think about.
Yeah. I mean, the pyramids originally when they were built, I mean, people said they were originally completely white when they were built. And I think at least one of them, I can't remember if there's evidence for it, but some people have said that they said they were topped with like giant, the top was like a giant piece of quartz crystal. It was at the very top of one of the largest pyramid, I think. So, I mean, that kind of goes with, that kind of backs the idea that crystals were used for either healing or communication or something like that.
Fucking batshit crazy. So that's another weird one for you guys. The raw ends. So
the raw ends. All right.
Apparently helped out the Egyptians and the Mayans, but we all know what happened to them. Didn't end up too well.
Know what?
Well, the king Akhenaten didn't end up too well. He was
the ancient cultures. We've talked about pyramids before. It's so fucking crazy how all pyramids on Earth have come from, or a lot of them come from the same type of, what we call the same time zone when we kind of date these fucking rocks that they build them with. So they come from the same time, the same era, and let's say human evolution, but there is no contact between civilizations of that time. It's just really weird that all these fucking different ancient cultures would build pyramids at the same time, relative at the same time, with no contact with each other. Like, what was there must have been one central point of why everyone's building these fucking pyramids all of a sudden.
Yeah, and they were all in the ley lines and stuff. Like,
you hear a lot of 33 degree parallels and stuff like that. Like, there's some type of power grid of the Earth that we're not really familiar with in a different type of science, where like all these ancient cultures build these all these crazy structures.
Like those pyramids in Mexico, where like on the solstice and shit, the shadow makes a snake down the stairs. Like,
that's insane.
How the fuck do you plan for that? In those ancient, like, you can't tell me, like, I couldn't plan for that now. Like, I have all the tools in the world and I couldn't plan for that now and make that happen in a building. Like,
no, like if you're off by 1 or 2 degrees, like that's not going to work. Like it's insane. Yeah. Like, it's fucking crazy. And like we talked about like Puma Punka and shit before, like where these fucking stones are stacked so precisely, like laser cut accuracy, that you can't slide a piece of paper between them after thousands and thousands and thousands of years. That's not just normal fucking human intelligence, man. That's fucking insane. Like the greatest builders today with the greatest cranes and the greatest all this shit and the greatest scientists could not replicate the Pyramid of Giza. This wouldn't happen. You can't fucking move 50-ton stones and align them up precisely with fucking astronomical stars and shit. It just doesn't happen.
It's at least a very I don't know if it's impossible, but I know it's at least it would be a really big challenge for today's architects and engineers to build something like that. And the fact that these civilizations were building these structures that were so advanced in the methods that they use, or that some of we still can't, we're not even sure of the methods that they used and how they got the cut so precise and how they got the details on some of the carvings. Some of them are so intricate that you're like, I couldn't do this with lasers. How would you do this? And it's mind boggling.
It's fucking mind boggling. You got, at the time, the technology was fucking hammer and chisel, right? That's what they tell us.
They were hand operated tools.
Hand operated tools. You're going to make these perfect fucking circles, through fucking solid rock. You're going to make these precise within 0.001% measurements on these fucking rock pyramids. Come on, guys. Either it was an ancient culture that was more highly advanced than we are, with a different type of energy that we've just been led in the dark, or it was fucking aliens, man. There's only two options. Fuck, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's very true. How are we looking for time?
Okay, I got one more alien race, and then we'll fucking start wrapping it up.
All right, sounds good. What do you got?
Okay, so I guess supposedly the most ancient race of our entire Milky Way galaxy, they are called the Arcturians.
Boom.
They are a hyper-sapient, highly evolved race of alien beings. They are profoundly aware, innovative, and experienced. And I guess it's been said that the Arcturian system that was first seeded in this galaxy, which initiated a series of descending races further into the galaxy. So I guess the Arcturians are pretty much the aliens from Prometheus that have pretty much... They're pretty much the progenitor race who have fucking spawned all.
Yeah, it's like they're the template.
Yeah, they didn't spawn intelligent life through our galaxy, at least. Maybe even other galaxies, who knows? But it pretty much says that Arcturians come in many forms because their highly advanced consciousness allows them to pass through singularity and completely coexist in a powerful, advanced, high vibrational reality. So pretty much you are interdimensional beings at that point.
Wow.
Oh, well. I guess the race is supposed to be approximately 4 to 5 feet high, blue skin, large brains. Their bodies are, however, surprisingly ample and have a fit shape about them. So I guess they're pretty...
Look like, what's his name? Doc Manhattan from The Watchmen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, but a little bit shorter. But yeah, same kind of thing, I guess. So yeah, I guess the Arcturians are accelerating and becoming less physical. So I guess they're turning more to a high vibrational, pretty much energy being, not really physical anymore.
Mm. So maybe they're turning into raw ends, is what you're saying?
Which exist outside of time.
Yeah, I guess the raw ends supposedly, I guess, are like that. But these guys are supposed to be the most highly advanced race in our galaxy. So.
In our galaxy.
But you know what? They're probably fucking interdimensional beings, because they're human shaped. They have fucking big heads. They got two eyes. They're a little blue, but they pretty much look human for the most part.
Probably more human than Mr. Conspiracy.
Well, most people are.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it. I think there's plenty more alien species.
Yeah, there's claimed to be, what is there, 93, they say, but those are some of the bigger
ones. Yeah, if we miss it, I think, we already talked about reptilians, we covered on that one. Their secret agenda, they've been here for a while. We threw down Braden put down some pretty weird ones, which most of us probably didn't even know about.
Yeah, those are out there. So people think of those ones.
No. We definitely didn't cover all of them, but if we covered all of them, this would be a six-part podcast, and we'd be here forever.
Yeah, we can't do that.
We can definitely do another alien species one later on.
Yep. Yeah, definitely can.
Okay, well, let's get into some 5-star reviews on iTunes.
Woo! Yeah.
I can't remember where I left off with the last week because it's been a little while, so I might repeat one.
I'll tell you if you do.
Love the show, Edmonton Greg, December 21st. I have been a loyal listener since episode one. I really like how they have taken this genre and they put their own twist on it. Good for learning some new information and also a bunch of laughs. Keep up the good work, boys.
Nice.
That's from Edmonton Greg. Thanks, Edmonton Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. Next one. This one's on Christmas Eve. Pretty all right, eh? This one's pretty five-star review from the real Ron Pond.
That's five stars.
The real Ron
right.
Pond?
The real
the
Ron
real,
Pond.
Real Ron Pond.
I'm trying to track him down for months.
A bunch of good old Canadian boys spitting truths and dropping knowledge bombs. Better take yourself a listen. Otherwise, old Ron might just have to feed you the bony five to the snot box.
To the snot box. That's funny.
So that's from the real Ron Pond. Thanks for that review. And finally, Groovy, five-star review from Firefrotch on Christmas Day. You guys are the cat's meow.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it. Oh, merry well. Merry hey, Christmas no. to us.
Hey,
that's
thank
a nice
you.
Christmas present.
No, that's a good Christmas present. We're very thankful.
You are the cat's meow.
Zell, who's your prolapser of the week? I'm very interested to know.
Oh, give me a second. I forgot what I was going to say here. Keep going. Go with something else. I'll be right back. Be right back with prolapser of the week.
Okay. Well, I can say some people who have been like, because I don't have the Facebook app, so I just have the Twitter. So when you're messaging on Twitter, I would say 75% of the time you're talking with me, and the other time you're talking to Zell. If you're on Facebook, you're talking to Zell, and you're not talking to me. But hold on. So I just pull up Twitter because I was going to pull up a couple of people that on Twitter that I've been liking the feed. But we got one last great question. This one's from Jacob Wilson at Jacob_Wilson. How soon until Mr. Conspiracy gets his life together and finally becomes Dr. Conspiracy?
Doctor? Are you kidding me right now? No, he's never being fucking Dr. Conspiracy.
I do like the name.
I love the name. I love the name, but...
But like, no.
Guy sucks.
Not soon enough. Like, this is... That's fucking...
That will never
That's
happen.
A lifetime away. Maybe his child might amount to Dr. Conspiracy. I don't know. His spawn. I don't know. Who knows? But, no, there's been lots of good stuff on Twitter. I want to... at Chubby Birds... Nest, Chubby Birds Nest always sends us various space news. We definitely appreciate that. Who else? UFO Today, Hysteria 51. That's another conspiracy podcast. So if you like ours, I personally haven't listened to Hysteria 51, but we talk with them all the time online. So why not give them a listen? It'll be obviously some fresh views on some similar ideas. So give them a listen.
No,
why not?
Yeah. You know what? They're good. I think I'm going to go on one of their podcasts. Actually, I'm going to do chemtrails on one of their podcasts in the next few weeks here.
Ah, cool.
I also think you booked me to do Elisa Lam, I believe.
Well, I tentatively booked you and then I forgot to talk to you about it. So maybe you're doing it, maybe you're not, but that's not till February. But yeah, we got Hysteria 51. We got Secret Transmissions podcast, another one just like ours. So if you're waiting for one of ours one time, instead of making fun of us for not putting one out, just go listen to one of theirs. There you go.
Yeah, check out some of our friends. Like we talked to all these guys. So we definitely. It's always good to have different looks on different things and more eyes on the same topics because you uncover more than meets the eye. I don't know.
Yeah, the more you know, you know.
More
information
than meets
is power.
The eye.
The more you know.
No, you can't. You know what? You can't have enough fucking alien conspiracy podcasts. It's impossible. So fucking go check them out. Who cares? Okay. I'm going with Zell's prolapser of the week. It is this week. Ben Wallgate. This guy's been around for a while. He's always messaging. He's always fucking joining on the fucking Facebook conversations. So, Ben Wallgate, you are Zell's prolapser of the week. Keep listening. Tell all your friends. You're the man.
I actually also had a prolapser that I wanted to give a shout out to. I gave a shout out to the guy who wanted to talk about his brother, right? Who was going to shit himself.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, good. I just wanted to make sure I talked about that one. Brianna Verdone for sending pictures of her AT shirt.
Yeah, thank you, Brianna.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, we appreciate that. So if you were one of the lucky few that ordered the first round of AT shirts, send us pictures. Not even hashtag Ask Dan has sent us pictures yet of his shirt that he claims he received.
I'm really bad on the topic of social media. I'm sorry. I apologize. I am really bad at social media.
He's going to get better. He's going to get better. You know,
Zell just gave me, I just got permissions on the Facebook thing and notifications started popping up. So I'll try to be more active on that. If you want to, you know, questions, throw my way. Yeah, I'll get on him.
Dan is part of
Facebook. It's my resolution for this year.
Dan is part of Facebook now. He will answer anything you ask him. Right, Dan?
Yep. Yeah, I promise this year. It's my New Year's resolution.
Right.
Hashtag Ask Dan.
No, okay. Yep. One more thing. We're talking about the shirts. The first batch of shirts is gone. There's no more left. Completely gone.
Limited edition. Oh.
I have a couple shirts left that I'm going to save for some giveaways here in the future. But the next batch of shirts will be coming in the next, I'm going to say within the next 3 weeks. I'm going to set up on the website an actual fucking page where you can actually buy them without having to just transfer through PayPal. So that's going to be coming here. I'm working on that next week. So hopefully the website's back. Hopefully the forum's back too, because they've been fucked up, as I said before. So we'll see.
New year. Big changes with ATT.
Big changes. We're going to have more case files. And yeah, it's going to be good. Can't wait.
You know what?
What else we got?
I don't got anything else.
I got anything.
No, me either. I think that's it.
So, yeah. You know what? As we always like to say to end these things, life or... Oh, I almost went... You know what? When I'm... Life will find a way.
Life will find a way.
Keep those eyes on the skies.
You know what? Also, truth will find a way.
Truth will find a way.
All right.
Also, the truth is out there.
Ooh. Yeah, we'll be back next week. All right.
Keep those eyes on the skies. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Well, hold the phone. There's one thing I was going to do that I forgot, so I'm going to do it right now. What I'm going to start doing is I've been recording some bands, so I'm going to put some of their music at the end of our podcast. You guys take a listen and let me know. This first band is a local band from Kelowna, BC here called The Magnificent Rifles. They're like a kind of a rock, funk, blues band with an attitude. That's what they say. So look them up on Facebook if you like the music, on Bandcamp if you want to support them. Here you go. Cheers.
Shoes. Say one, two.